Disaster management officials say the floods have forced people out of their homes for 4 days now, and more are expected to evacuate. They say many of the deaths are from landslides that engulfed a construction zone and a mountainside guest house. Three New Zealanders are among the dead, including a young woman, her baby son, and her mother. Thousands of buildings have been damaged, as well as roads, bridges, and railways. Korean weather authorities forecast more rain throughout the week and say it's the result of a super monsoon created by climate change. Bruce Harrison, Seoul.